Could the very latest in forensic science hold the answer to solving the murder of Bonhill teenager Caroline Glacken? At a news conference earlier today, police confirmed they're re-examining 300 items related to the case. The 14-year-old was brutally murdered and her body found in the River Leven in 1996, but her killers have never been caught.
I don't have a daughter. I don't know why I don't have a daughter. And I don't know who did it. That's my two burning questions, is who did it and why? I need to know that. I need them to look at me and tell me why.
Caroline's mum, Margaret, there, she'll never forget seeing her daughter in the morgue.
It was in slow motion. I knew that that's what I was doing, but it was like it was somebody else. I still have that feeling to this day when I got up to the cemetery to take flowers. I still feel this just is no... It's just no right, it's just no real.
Last week, to mark the 20th anniversary of the schoolgirl's death, Clyde News launched a Justice for Caroline campaign. Police Scotland's Homicide Review Team Detective Superintendent Jim Kerr will lead the case.
There's a lot of articles there we believe have the potential, despite the fact she was in the water for about 16 hours, have the potential there for contact with the culprit.
Lead forensic scientist for major crime in Scotland is Amanda Pirrie. They're exploring all opportunities, including a technique called DNA 24.
It could be hairs, fibres, it could be one or two skin cells that maybe persisted over a period of time that's maybe transferred from a person's hands onto items of clothing. The techniques that we use are so sensitive now that we'll be able to obtain a DNA profile from that.
So, what do we know about what happened on the night of the 24th of August, 1996? At around midnight, happy-go-lucky schoolgirl Caroline Glacken told her best friend Joanne Menzies she was heading from Bonhill to Renton to see her boyfriend.
And as usual, she gave me a kiss and a cuddle, told me she loved me and she would see me in a few hours.
This is her first radio interview.
I'm still guilt-ridden to this day that I never went with her. Maybe I would have talked her to come home instead of, you know, leaving to go and see her boyfriend.
Mum Margaret was out celebrating her 40th birthday.
As I suppose you say, life begins at 40, but it didn't for me. Life ended that day. Part of me ended that day.
The next day, Joanne heard a body had been found in the River Leven, and it was Caroline. So she told Margaret and got there before the police.
And I was so angry with them, and I said, look, I've just done your job for you. 3 hours, you've left her up there, and everyone knew, apart from her mother. And I walked downstairs and I was so upset because I could hear the screaming.
So why did the investigation fail?
As the years have went on, they've said they're investigating, but I believe they've just left her file, gathered dust. That to me is very hurtful because she was a child and this is a child killer.
Joanne revealed that 20 years ago, detectives interrogated her and blamed her for murdering Caroline.
They locked the room, switched the phones off, and I was only 15 and decided to lay into me and decide that I had killed her. And I had climbed down her drain pipe and followed her and killed her.
She lost faith in officers after that.
And I'd said to them, why are you screaming into my face? Screaming into the person who done it.
So locals think they know who was involved, but police say that's part of the problem.
There's been a lot of speculation, rumour, innuendo, this person responsible, that person responsible, but we don't know who's responsible for it. Nobody's ever been charged with it, nobody's ever been arrested for it, and ultimately it's the murder of a 14-year-old child.
Now, on behalf of Clyde News, MP for West Dunbartonshire, Martin Docherty, is taking our campaign to the House of Commons.
In the UK Parliament, what I'll be doing is raising it through an early day motion, calling on the community to work together with Police Scotland, with others, to make sure that we bring this to a speedy conclusion. Really just raising the profile of the case and making sure that Caroline's family know that we're taking it seriously.
And you can hear more of my exclusive interview with Martin, the police, Joanne and Mum Margaret on our special Justice for Caroline section of Clyde1.com.
Radio Clyde has been instrumental in setting up everything and bringing everything to the fore again, which needs to be done. I think 20 years down the line, things get forgotten and it gets quiet, and obviously if you're not directly involved, but it is still there, and I'd really like to thank Radio Clyde as well for their support and for bringing it to the fore.